This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air, making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we got another day at the homestead, the Beach Corral, and got a lot to talk about today. But, you know, sometimes because of what's going on in our society, you'll do some things you hadn't been doing or some things you meant to do and you've been putting them off. Yesterday, I got an email from my roommate at radio school. And I had two roommates in Boston at radio school, and here he was one of them. As luck would have it, I lived 50 miles outside of Boston, which is where I went to radio school, and he lived in the adjacent town. I was from Lunenburg, he was from Townsend, and so occasionally when we'd come home, he would give me a ride because he had access to a car, and at that time I didn't, okay? So this one weekend, he remembers this story, and it's the first story he said, I was thinking of you, and I was thinking of the truck driver story, and I started laughing so hard I had to get a hold of you. So one weekend, he said, I'm going home. Do you want a ride? I said, sure. So I get in his car, and we're driving home, and we come up to one street where he had to cross over, and he was in the wrong lane. So he pulled over in front of a tractor trailer, of all things. And the driver was very mad that he had done it. Now, we were wrong. He shouldn't have done it. Absolutely. We're two punk kids, but we weren't trying to do anything. He just accidentally was in the wrong lane. But the truck driver puts his window down and starts really haranguing my roommate for taking the wrong turn. And then he gets to the point where he runs out of harangue and says, I should come down there, because he's, you know, he's in an 18-wheeler. He's much higher than we were. He said, I should come down there and slap your face. That really got my attention. I grabbed the door handle, and Dave says, no, don't go out there. I said, I have to. I went out there, and I walked around to his window, and I said, slap your face? What kind of a truck driver are you? My father drives truck. None of his friends or he would never use the term slap your face. What are you, a sissy truck driver? What are you, a girl? Come on out here and slap my face. At that point, he rolled the window up. I thought we were crazy. And as I think about it, I probably wouldn't do that now because they might have a gun or a knife or a billy club. But I had to confront the guy who said he was going to slap my roommate's face. And we were laughing all the way home. I'm still laughing many decades later. But those are the stories you remember. ever have a story like that where it was buried in your psyche and all of a sudden it comes up and it causes you to laugh hysterically?
Oh, it happens all the time.
Slap your face. I'm still laughing at it. You know, if he said, I'm going to come down and, you know, punch in the nose or something, you know, just something manly. But he shouldn't be allowed to drive a truck. I think there should be a special license.
His testosterone level's too low.
And Dave, as soon as he saw me reach for the door handle, said, no, don't go out there. Don't go out there. I said, oh, I have to. I just have to. Because then I'll have a great story to tell years later. He went on to a really good career, not in radio, strangely enough. The third roommate, he was a record promotion man for many years, Dave McKay. And then this Dave, also named Dave, strangely enough, there were two hermits named Dave who are roommates of mine. He was the general sales manager of two of the big TV stations in Boston. He was also the general manager of the Pacers, Indiana Pacers. So he's had some good jobs, and I have too. And it was so good to hear from him again. It's one of those things that may not have happened had he not been in the house. Let's take a break and return. I promise not to slap your face if you disagree with me on News Radio. Slap your face? The Teamsters ought to throw you out of the country. We'll be back after this. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Is it the same with you guys? Totally disoriented for time. Usually my brain works like a clock. I can tell you what time it is without having a watch on or even looking at a clock within a couple of minutes, any time of the day or night. Now I can't tell you what day it is. I wake up from a nap and I'm not sure if I missed my show, if I've done my show, if I still got a show to do. Is it the same with you guys?
No, not with me, because I'm still on my schedule, working Monday through Friday, coming home, doing the same chores I do, so I'm caught up.
Mine is pruned down simply because I'm working like a couple of rooms away from where I'm spending my time. Buzzy, how you doing on those workout on the stairs, the Uniland stair workout?
You know, it's going really well. Yesterday I did a little jog for 15 minutes and then did some stair workout. Moved to the emergency stairs. Oh, they're not really emergency. They're the side stairs on the other end of the building because no one's at that end of the building. So was able to do 30 minutes of stair work, 20-minute run. I'll do the same today, maybe a little more stair work, but I'm feeling great. I'm not letting the gym being closed defeat me.
Well, that's very good. You guys are in fabulous shape. Well, at least you are, Buzzy. Tony used to be.
I'm in fabulous shape. It's just round.
Yeah, exactly. If you kind of sculpt it out a little bit, it'd be perfect.
It's
you know
still
what I mean?
A shape, right?
Well, it's a shape.
A shape, right?
I don't know if it's the shape.
No, it's definitely not the shape.
Everybody wants. All right, anything going on back there? I kind of miss going into the building.
I miss you too, Sandy.
Thank you. How nice of you to say that. Isn't he great for sucking up, Tony?
All the car stuff. We don't get to do as much car talk anymore.
Well, that's true. We do a lot of car talk in between the in the spots. While the spots are running, we talk cars. I'm a little bit behind in my reading, though. I actually have four car magazines I haven't read yet. For some reason, I haven't gotten into them. What I am getting into is the president is going to be meeting with Andrew Cuomo today. But before Andrew Cuomo meets with the president, he's going to be here in Buffalo at Roswell Park. His press conference is at 10:45, all right? But he's going to Roswell and do that. So he's coming to Roswell, and then he's going to meet the president. So that should be good. And immigration, the president tweeted out yesterday, he is going to put out an executive order putting a hold on immigration. I think this is a good time to do it. I don't imagine there was much trickling through anyway at this time. However, I think that's a good idea. We might as well tighten it up as best we can. So I want to know if you're okay with that. Are you okay with the president putting a hold on immigration? One thing we did find out, I found out not through news sources, found out through telephone calls and texts and things like that. Some countries, when you go in to visit, you need a visa, okay? Well, for our Russia trip, which was already canceled, that was the first one, was supposed to be in June, but that's been canceled. You need a visa to go into Russia. And Bernie, come here for a second. And what does the visa cost for two people?
A little over $500.
Okay, so it's a little over $500 for two people. And when you apply for it, you have to send your application and you have to send your passports. So we sent our passports and a check for $500 and some odd for Bernie and Sandy to go to Russia. Well, the Russia trip gets canceled by the cruise line, not wanting to take any chances. Viking is a very good line. And so we applied to get our passports back and our money back. Well, it was told to us that we are going to get our passports back, but we're not going to get the money back. It would be available for a future visa into Russia, but we don't have another Russian trip planned. What's still on the docket is, let's see, we've got one trip in the U.S., and then we've got a trip in Australia. So that's what we have left. So we don't plan to go to Russia again. But you don't get the money back. And you know what they told us? They started doing this when we started doing it. Apparently, I never knew this. Apparently, according to them, anyway, I'm using them as a source. According to them, that we started doing that, not refunding money for America. If you were coming to America, and then it got canceled out for some reason, but I didn't know that. So apparently they're going to keep our $500 and something. But I got to thinking, look at how much money they make on visas in Russia. If it's $500 for two people, you know how many two peoples go to Russia every year? A lot. That's a good deal. I was thinking, guys, we should have a visa necessary to listen to the show. What do you think?
Nah, no restrictions.
We shut off the show if you don't pay the visa. I like that idea.
Pay up.
We once had a person when I was programming WKBW that called about some complaint about Dan Nevereth, which didn't surprise me. I mean, Dan did a lot of fun stuff, and occasionally he would get somebody angry at him. But she was complaining about him, and they put her through to me because as program director, I was the guy in charge of talking to people who were ticked off. All right? Isn't that a great match, sending them to me? But anyway, so I'm talking to her, and she's going back and forth, and Nevereth this and that. I said, I'll tell you what, madam. I've got a perfect solution. I'm going to talk to our engineering staff, and I'm going to tell them to stop sending the signal to your house. So you will not be able to listen to the others, Jay Fredericks or George Hamburger or whoever else was on the air at the time. You won't be able to hear them, but at least you won't be bothered by Dan Nevereth. We're not going to send the signal anymore. So she she thought I was serious. She said, well, you know, I wasn't happy about what he did, but I got to have KB on. I said, well, should we have him not shut it off or not? She said, oh, no, leave it on. I'm sorry about calling. I want to keep listening. I said, well, thank you very much. See, that's how you fix conflict. That's conflict resolution. She really thought that we could shut it off just going to her house. Now, with everything digital, you might be able to do something like that, but you certainly couldn't do it then. So I should be in charge of wherever there's conflict. You know, this group and that group, sit down with me and I'll straighten it out for you. So we're talking about the what will be, it's not yet, an executive order from the president putting a hold on immigration. Are you okay with that, or do you think it's just opportunistic? That's something he would have liked to have done even before the virus, or it's a good thing because of the virus. The second is, when do you think we'll reach the benchmark for lifting the restrictions to get back to almost perfect normal? I think we're going to have to get to very low levels That line's going to have to be really flat or close to it to do that. The other thing would be a cure or a treatment for the virus, which might take longer. So I'm really not sure. But I think if the line got to flat and we were keeping it to a very, very small amount, I guess there has to be in our mind some acceptable amount. And I don't like that thought that there, you know, that is, if there's five, okay, there's still five people who have families. There's still five people who have friends that are married. They have five people that have kids, five people that go on picnics. To me, losing any of them is not acceptable. But being a realist, you're never going to get to zero. I think it's very tough to get to zero. So I'm saying when the line is as flat as the line is going to get realistically.
Sandy, can I ask a question based on what you're saying about getting the line flatter? If we take into account the number of people that have already had Wuhan virus and we were to start calculating them, now mind you, they haven't been tested, so we haven't been able to put them into the equation, but would that lower the number even more?
I don't know. It's hard to tell, simply because during the rush, which we're in right now, a lot of people who died, they listed them as dying from the virus when indeed they may have had the virus, but technically they died of other things.
Like people with lung cancer.
Yeah. So I don't know how that skews the actual numbers. If it just makes us feel better about it, that we flatten the line more, or if it's a real way to calculate, which I doubt, okay? We'll be back with more, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Tony, do you remember a guy we used to work with named Ron Shoney?
Shoney, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, I do too. And he's listening to the show today, so we'll give him a big shout out. He, in his later part of his career, he's Dan Neverett's contract advisor. He worked out Dan's deal with Buddy Shula. And you see how well that worked out too. So nice job, Ron. Nice job. I don't want you to handle mine. It's up in July. We have the whole month of July, stay home. Don't show up at my house. Thank you. Thank you very much. So the two questions we're asking, immigration is put on hold. There'll be an executive order signed. I don't know when he's signing it, but it should be imminent. And WBEN wants to know, when should we relax restrictions that we're under now? I'm thinking when that line is practically flat or is flat, so that statistically there are some numbers on it, but almost impossible to catch it from the current statistics, or certainly a vaccine, some kind of a way of treating it, anything like that. But I think until then, people are going to be very, very cautious. One thing, every once in a while, not every once in a while, every day, Tim and I go over ideas for the show, and one of the things that he brought up, I'm thinking the total opposite, is that people, now that they're quarantined at home, are spending more money. Now, if you are spending more money, you're probably spending it online because there aren't many stores that are open to spend it on. Go to a jewelry store or a furniture store, some place that would take big money, and they're not open. So I don't know where you'd spend it on. At home here, the only money I've spent in a month, besides, you know, the gas bill and the light bill, the usual things, is for groceries. That's it.
I think I know.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think people are spending more money on food. It's difficult at times to get what you want from the supermarket, so people are ordering out more. They're more inclined to support local businesses, try to help out. I know we are. We order from the places that we love that have been good to us over the years. So a lot of people like me think it's important to spend your money locally. I think the liquor stores are definitely profiting more people going to get booze, because what else are they going to do? They're stuck home all day.
Yeah, talk for about 30 seconds, because I have my computer in my hand, and I'm seeing what that says, because it's so counterintuitive that I can't really believe it.
I know another area where people are spending money on is they're going to the Home Depots and Lowe's, and they're stocking up on paint. A lot of painting projects going on. So I think people are getting things done inside their houses that maybe they would have put off at this time if there was no pandemic going on.
Okay. This article stresses furniture, things like that, which I'd find, I don't think many people buy furniture online. I think at the end of the month, well, we've just passed a month, but I think if you look at your expenditures, if you keep track of them, you'll find that you spent less. I'll throw that in there. Are you spending more money than you used to? I can understand Tony's point. I think it's legitimate. We're probably spending more on groceries, but not a large amount more. If you spend $100, maybe you're spending $120. If you spend $200, maybe you're spending $240 or something like that. They're talking about large, expensive expenditures. Now, the governor will be with us at 10:45, with us and everybody else that's on the line. He won't be exclusively with us, but he will be in town. He'll be at Roswell and doing his daily briefing. 10:45. Have you guys noticed that on the briefings with both him and the president, a lot of the beginning is just catch-up time? It's designed, I think, for people who haven't watched any of these, because they start right from the first day and go through a chronology of what's happened so far. Now, Cuomo tends to, if he's got a little bit of raw meat that he wants to throw in on his press conference, it will be in the middle of it. He doesn't do it at the beginning. He does it in the middle, okay? The president is like a kid. He can hardly wait to get that good news out there, so he puts it right at the front. Have you two noticed that?
I think that's a good observation on your part, and it's very accurate. Andrew wants to get the water nice and room temperature and then turn the heat up, get to a boiling point in the middle of his speech. And President Trump, he just comes out, hits the flamethrower, and says, let's go to work.
Now, I wish it were the president here today at 10:45. Instead, it's the governor. And the reason I wish it were the president is there'll be local reporters there. And we'll see which ones are the dumb ones, which ones ask the dumb questions. Because on the national press conferences that they have, Cuomo doesn't get the dumb reporters. His are pretty good reporters and pretty good questions, okay? So I don't expect him to get any dumb stuff today at Roswell. But the president always gets gotcha stuff. Although he's getting more legitimate questions now, I think they ran out of gotcha. He's got more good news than they have gotcha. So we'll see what happens. But it's at 10:45, so it's about an hour from now. We'll be hearing what he has to say. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk to you, or at least read what your thoughts are on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Here's what we're talking about, and it's from the New York Post. While millions of people, it's an anecdotal thought, but I can't see this being real. While millions of people file for unemployment or struggle to make ends meet during the pandemic, others are splurging on high-priced luxury goods, calling it spendemic. The New York Post talked to people who have spent the quarantine shopping for furniture, clothing, and high-priced foods. Some experts say shopping helps give people a sense of control in panic times. Overall, online purchases up 13% in the first week of April. That's online. Have you made any splurge purchases? And we've got a text from a person who said they bought a desk and a rug, an area rug, online because now they were going to need an office to work out of at home. And I can see that. But I can't see people going out and buying any jewelry or things like that. So that's just a side thought. But if you'd like to comment on that, you're most welcome.
Should I return that Ferrari I got for you?
You know what? I tried to get in it last night, and I couldn't fit, so I'm on a diet.
Okay.
Give me 10 or 12 years, and if I can't fit in it, return it then. Thank you.
Could you fit to sit in one of the older style Ferraris?
Yes, I did. I can fit in the Mondial, and that's about it.
All right, let's get one.
Okay. 10:45, the governor. Okay. Right now, Mr. Beamer, you have a ton already of Facebook, so give me a couple.
That's right. Keep them coming. Eric says, well, the question is, when should the restrictions be relaxed? And please explain, which is very important on the Facebook page. So please explain why you say what you're saying.
Yes, we don't want yes and no answers. We're not taking a survey.
Exactly. Okay. So a top fan, Eric says, I'm not an expert. We'll see what happens by May 15th. But I do want to get back to work. However, it depends on what the doctors say. I trust doctors more than politicians.
You know, one of the questions I've been wanting to use and I might use in the near future, you know, you've been bitching about your job forever, but do you miss it right now? Do you miss not having a job? I think people miss not having a paycheck because that's important. And your job is important, too. But people complain about their job all the time. But yet, if your company were to open today, you'd be jumping up and down with joy, I'm thinking, having a place to go and a paycheck to show up at the end of whatever, a week, 2 weeks, maybe a month. That would be unusual. Another one, please.
All right. Well, this time we will go with Sabrina, who says, absolutely, never should have been closed. Restaurants and crowded areas, yes, but parks and recreation where you can socially distance should open now. Sweden never closed anything, and their curve is flattening because of common sense precautions.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to line one, shall we? And this would be Claudette. Whoa, Claudette in Hamburg. You're on WBEN. Hello, Claudette.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. How you doing today?
Yes.
I'm doing fine. You got something for us today?
Yeah, I agree with the immigration closure. That is fine with me. And as far as when it's going to be over, I think when the line goes down, just like you said. But we'll know for sure it's over when our governor, if he ever decides, doesn't feel compelled to give us his daily campaign speeches.
Well, that's true. Yeah, we're going to see him today in Buffalo. He's at Roswell at 10:45. So good point. I think when the campaign speeches end, that means the problem is ended. Thank you, Claudette. Have a good day. Tony, you know how we can tell when it's over? When John Belushi tells us it's over. And if you could dig that out for us, Tony, and tell me when it's ready, because I'm thinking out of all of the definitive voices, not the doctors, not the law enforcement people, not the government, but yet a comedian named John Belushi knows when it's over. And Tony is finding that cut for us right now. So we'll know. And we are to go by this. This is the official notification of closure. And once you get that that audio piece up, then indeed we will know. Where people are now getting a pen and pencil. They're writing this down. It would be John Belushi. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. We're asking about the immigration tweet by the president yesterday, saying he will put out an order.
Yeah, you did. We're all officially kicked out of school. Wormer just got our grades.
There is no school.
It
over?
Kicked us out of school?
I wonder when it's over.
That makes sense.
Hey! What's this lying around? What the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big
one. Over?
What?
Over?
Over? Did you say over?
I'll tell you when it's over.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
That's
it. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Wait a minute.
Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, John. See, that would be, don't you think, Tony, that would be the definitive it's over when I'll say it's over?
Absolutely.
It sounds like my dates after the prom in high school. It's over when I say it's over. Let's go to the break, and then when we come back, we'll be talking to you. Don't forget the governor at 10:45 from Roswell Park on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.